Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my 14th episode of PHP Serverless News, Cloudflare Containers, CDK Telemetry, and Chasing the News. Today is Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with a PHP point of view, with an eye on overall trends. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Galea. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 14. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. In late June, I did what was supposed to be a sleepy routine upgrade of my custom self-hosting podcast platform, lovingly built in PHP, from Laravel 11 to 12, and from PHP 8.2 to 8.4. But upgrading Laravel's commercial Nova package turned all my Nova routes into 404 errors. Nova's use of Laravel's Fortify did not play nicely with my custom Laravel auth guard, turning the sleepy upgrade into a full-fledged app refresh, and using this disruption as the excuse I needed to justify moving all my apps back to Forge. I talk about this in my latest Bob Bloom show. Just when I was getting into a rhythm with this show, again, something comes up. I was so frustrated. I was determined to get my July 1st episode out the door. I did a draft, I recorded it, and then early in post-production, I shelved it. There was something about it that I did not like. It was rushed, it was forced. It didn't feel like it expressed the progression that I wanted with the show. So I didn't publish it. It just happened that the rhythm was starting that I was publishing on Tuesdays. I would research in the latter part of the week. I would prepare a draft on the weekends. I'd record and post-produce on Monday and Tuesday, and then rinse and repeat. And this is exactly the organic rhythm I was looking for. I was reflecting this week on how it came to be that I started this podcast. This week was the first time I felt pressure to come up with news items, and that was not a pleasant feeling. I recalled that when I originally wanted what I originally wanted to do was talk about news items that I had happened to come across in the course of a month on my monthly commentary podcast, The Bob Bloom Show. I wanted to introduce a regular segment to go through these news items that I had come across. But I thought, you know, it would be a bad idea to mix formats in a single show because you don't really mix formats anymore in podcasts. So I extracted the segment into its own show. And with that, I ended up saying, yeah, let's do brief weekly episodes. And this week it felt like I was forcing myself to come up with news items for this episode. And I did not feel the passion of my PHP Passion podcast. I had to remind myself what I'm doing with this show. This show is about reporting on the vast expanse of PHP serverless that's not covered by our PHP community. This is the only broadcast in our community that does so, and I think it's a worthy endeavor. I am learning about this vast expanse of PHP serverless in real time. Now, for this podcast, I have started in earnest enumerating a formal list of links to look at each week. These links are from actual sources. By going through this research, I'm learning more with each passing week about PHP serverless, who the vendors are, the frameworks that are out there, technologies that are out there. I have a very wide interpretation of what encompasses PHP serverless, and I'm getting to know in real time what the specifics are. Now, it's one thing to know that it's out there, they're all out there. It's another to get to know what each one is. Now, this week, there were three items of note. One was quite interesting, but without getting somewhat journalistically involved, it seemed like it could be bullshit or it could be real. I don't see myself in a journalistic role for this podcast, but another time I'll probably come across something that will need digging and I'll start digging, but not this week. Something that needed no digging was AWS announcing that they will start collecting anonymous telemetry by default starting August 8th for their CDK. Now, this was announced in the CDK GitHub repo, issue number 34892, not in the AWS Compute blog, but in the repo. The CDK team will begin to collect telemetry data on CLI usage on or after August 8th, 2025. We do not collect customer content. We anonymize the telemetry we do collect. We will collect anonymous telemetry data from all CDK CLI users unless you opt out. To opt out of telemetry collection for CDK app, run the following command for CLI version 2.10.20.0 or later, CDK space CLI dash telemetry with the parameter disable, which adds a context flag to cdk.context.json. Now, they have a note at the very top of the issue on July 10th. Thanks for all the feedback. We understand that this is a sensitive change, and we have considered the comments here, as well as conversations with multiple customers. In response to your concerns, we have made a few changes to the original proposal, which tries to strike a balance between having valuable data that identifies regressions and usage patterns to help us improve our product while respecting your privacy concerns and providing better options that can support your requirements. One of those improvements is adding a global node telemetry parameter and a CLI status command. Now, this CDK is a prime way to set up lambdas, so I think you should know about this telemetry thing that they are doing. To me, Cloudflare's announcement that containers for workers are in public beta is huge. Now, to my understanding, PHP and other interpreted languages are not doable in Cloudflare workers. With containers, we can do PHP for Cloudflare workers. Quoting from the June 24th announcement on Cloudflare's blog, Cloudflare containers are now available in beta for all users on paid plans. You can now run applications in any language. And on the developer site, it says, run code written in any programming language built for any runtime as part of apps built on workers. Thank you for listening to my 14th episode of my PHP Serverless News, Cloudflare Container CDK Telemetry, and Chasing the News. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.